The focus of this lesson is adjective plus
過ぎる
construction. Now, 過ぎる means to pass or to go beyond the limit. When 過ぎる is attached to an adjective, it works as a helping verb, which means too much, as in too big, too fast. So first, let's look at how to form the construction. Naomi-sensei, there are two types of adjectives, right?
はい.
What are they?
I and na.
So let's first look at I adjectives. When using an I adjective with 過ぎる, you'll drop the final I and attach
過ぎる.
The best way to illustrate this is with an example. Naomi-sensei, how do we say big in Japanese?
大きい.
Now, I don't know if you can hear it, so Naomi-sensei, can you break it down?
O-O-K-I. 大きい.
So there's an extra E syllable on the end. We're going to drop that. We're left with?
大きい.
Short vowel. To that, we're going to attach?
過ぎる.
To get?
大きすぎる.
Too big.
東京は大きすぎる.
Tokyo is too big. What's another E adjective?
小さい.
Small. Let's drop the E.
小さ.
Attach 過ぎる.
小さすぎる.
Too small. How about one more? Difficult.
難しい.
Again, long vowel. Drop the final E.
難しい.
Attach 過ぎる.
難しすぎる.
Too difficult. Now, Naomi-sensei, there's one exception, right?
そうですね. Which is E.
Good.
E becomes 良すぎる.
And it's not so much an exception that there's another way to say good.
Which is 良い.
So we're just using that one.
そうです.
良すぎる. Too good.
そうですね.
So in this dialogue we had,
このドレスは私には小さすぎます.
This dress is too small for me. Let's break down the components of this sentence. First we have,
このドレス.
This dress.
は.
Topic marking particle.
私には.
For me. So we have 私, the pronoun for me or I. Then we have the direction marking particle に. So for me, pointing to oneself. And we have わ again.
小さすぎます.
Too small. And just to go back, the particle には works as for me, for you. So 私には means for me.
私には is very useful when you want to soften your opinion.
For example,
このテストは私には難しすぎます.
This test is too difficult for me.
そうですね.